This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Welcome to join us here. If you want, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight is Ian.
And Chris.
We are expecting nobody. Not sure if you got lost in the snowbanks or something like that. It has been snowing here, but it hasn't been so bad. Unlike people in Texas who are in a seriously bad way right now. A lot of people in Texas don't even have running water. They definitely don't have power in a lot of the state.
All right, I have to ask. I am kind of conscious of this, but is this whole situation, is this actually, like, is it government or is it something else going on that I'm unaware of? Because I'm just assuming government.
Yeah. Well, it's snow falling in areas where it normally doesn't fall, and in those areas, people they don't know what to do.
Yeah, I
don't know how to handle it.
I guess, but like I kind of feel like my gut feeling is it's probably something like California where, you know, they don't do their maintenance and then things burn because they don't do the maintenance on power lines and then
things
catch fire.
The government, yeah.
Every other state has no problem with it, but yeah, that's why I'm saying, like, is this the Texas government or is this, you know, is it really just, you know, unusual weather?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. I mean, if you're out there in Texas and you want to weigh in with your comments, please feel free. Our number is 603-283-6160. There was somebody the other day that was blaming quote-unquote deregulation for the problems in Texas. When I think it was you, nobody, who pointed out... Hang on one sec. Now your mic's on. Go ahead.
I thought he was blaming that for a problem in California.
Well, that was a caller,
okay.
But there was somebody online blaming deregulation.
So what kind of issues are cropping up? Are pipes freezing?
Is that
the main thing?
And
or is there other things? There's no power, though, either, right?
I think according to Singularity in our chat room over at chat.freetalklive.com, they're saying that the power stations, they're not fit for cold weather. So, like, they just don't, the whole thing
sounds like it sounds like something that probably started prior to privatization. So, I don't know. Seems like maybe some of the issues may be government.
Well, yeah. I mean, without having a close look at it, it's almost guaranteed that some of the issues are government, even under so-called deregulation. And, you know, the reason you say so-called is because usually what they do is they just change the regulations.
Yeah.
And then they call it deregulation. And
right.
They make it sound like they...
California.
Like,
I mean, look at what California did with their electricity. They put a cap on what they could charge, so they couldn't bring enough money to just do maintenance of, you know, the stuff that the government was doing prior.
Now, to be fair, the power company there, the monopoly power companies they have in California, and we have looked at California.
I'm sure they're terrible, too, for other reasons. But, you know, if the power company is limited in terms of how much they can charge, and it doesn't cover the maintenance costs, you got to cut something.
Yeah, that's
true. Well, it does cover the maintenance costs, though. They're very profitable.
Well, the problem is
I don't think so in California.
Competition. They have no competition, so they have no incentive to actually do the maintenance at the lowest possible best price. Mm. They will spend way more likely than it should cost to do that maintenance, and so then they complain because they don't have enough, and then they have to go to the government and they have to ask for a rate increase, and then the government has to sit on that for however many months while they wait for people to comment. You know, they have like three public comment sessions.
Well, it was years that they weren't able to do maintenance, from what I understand, in California. Years.
And we did cover the California situation in some detail here on Free Talk Live. I don't know enough about Texas to be able to really say one way or another. But we know,
I don't either.
We know enough generally about quote-unquote deregulation to know that whenever the government says they're deregulating something, you should put a big question mark out and like try to figure out what that means, because just because they say deregulation doesn't mean that the regulations are lessening in any significant way.
It could, generally means they're handing something out to their cronies.
Yeah, it could mean that some companies are seeing a lesser regulation in some ways, but they may be increasing regulations in other ways. I mean, they had quote-unquote deregulation in the radio business, and that hasn't done anything to, like, make it easier to buy a radio station. It hasn't done anything to increase competition in any meaningful way.
And the crazy thing is, people are always like, oh, you know, privatization will solve problems, but it depends on, you know, what exactly is being done. And if you look at industries that were private before, but regulated, and I'll give you a great example of this. If you look at, like, cable television, for example, they gave monopolies to all of the cable, all the cities gave monopolies to the providers. Yes. And so once those companies are entrenched in the market, you can't start another company to compete with them 10 years after the monopoly, even after the monopoly expires.
It'd be very hard to do that.
Right. So, you know, you still end up with government, even when it starts out private, if it's regulated like the government does it, it's often going to end up in the same, you know, terrible situations as if government does it itself.
Yes.
And usually it doesn't do it itself anyway. Usually it contracts out stuff and so on. But
yes, if you know anything about what's happening in Texas, feel free to join us here at 603-283-6160. There is a story from TexasReason.com reporting that a rare winter storm has left millions of Texans without power, prompting many people to flock to grocery stores for emergency supplies or to hotels in search of electrified heated shelter. That surge in demand has prompted predictable, misguided warnings from Texas officials about the dangers of quote-unquote price gouging during the state's emergency. Quote, "We can't imagine anything more cruel than taking advantage of people who are suffering right now in this disaster," said Harris County Judge Linda Hidalgo at a Wednesday press conference.
That's the sound of someone who's never done a day's work in their life and doesn't know how things happen.
Yeah, you know, if you don't increase the prices, you know, people like and I don't know if this this doesn't always apply perfectly across the board, but like if you don't increase the prices and people continue to utilize, like, say, electricity at the rate in which they did before or increase it, you know, you can turn down the heat, right? And then everybody has electricity to go around. Now, maybe it's not going to be as nice and comfortable as you normally would have it, but you don't then maybe end up with the power outages. Mm-hmm. But you have to raise the rates in order to have that kind of impact.
Right. Otherwise, people are going to crank it up.
Right. They've got no incentive to decrease their usage.
Plus, you know, if you think there might be a shortage of water sometime in the next decade and you could make some money on it, maybe you put a couple pallets of water aside somewhere. But who's going to pay for that storage space or hold on to a couple of pallets of water when there's nothing to be gained by doing it?
Correct. And so, you know, if you let the marketplace operate, as I'm sure the story here at Reason.com will, you know, point out, it gives the correct incentives to the suppliers to say, hey, we need more of this. We're willing to pay more for this stuff than we normally are. So you should get out there and work hard to bring it to us because you're going to be able to raise your prices. Whereas if you bring out a pallet of water and it's all priced at the normal price and there's no limits on how many somebody can buy or whatever, then the first person with a entrepreneurial mindset is going to come along, buy the entire pallet of water up, and then go and sell it at 10 times the price.
Here's the other thing what people have to remember is people will also, in times of crisis, go out of the state, go out of the city. They will leave, and they will go to areas that aren't under storms, they don't have storms going on or whatever, or crisis is going on, and they will buy up things like generators and then bring them to the crisis areas and then sell them at a profit. But if you don't allow them to do that, then those items don't end up where they're needed.
Right, because to them it takes time and effort to drive to another state.
Why would I drive 8 hours or 16 hours, somewhere far away to buy up the generators at some foreign,
risking your life.
Yeah.
Because right now the roads in, at least Texas, for instance, these southern states, they don't have salt.
And they're full of Texas drivers.
Yeah. I remember.
Well, not right now. Most of them are scared to death.
I bought
going out there.
I bought.
Well, scared Texas drivers are no better.
Yeah.
I bought a generator during one of the stormy weathers on the East Coast, actually. And I didn't buy it locally. There was no generators locally, and I bought it from somebody who literally did that. They drove the 8 or 16 hours or whatever, and they came back.
Delivered.
And, yeah, and the next day I had a generator, but you know, it came at a premium.
603-283-6160. We'll talk more about these bureaucrats who are attacking those who would actually provide a product or service during a disaster and who want to charge for it. The number here is 603-283-6160. We'll tell you more about that. Plus, Bitcoin hits $1 trillion in total market cap value for the first time today. It's a pretty big day. Also, $56,000 per Bitcoin price, another record high. It's an amazing time for Bitcoin. We'll tell you more about that coming up here. You can join us on Free Talk Live. There are lots of ways to listen to Free Talk Live. Our podcast has been around since podcasts began, and now the FTL feed is loaded with content besides our full show archives. Did you know that we make it easy for you to customize your podcast subscriptions? We have different feeds, one that includes only our full shows, one with just the Daily Digest, and our main feed that includes everything. You decide what you listen to. It's quick and easy to customize your feeds at feeds.freetalklive.com. That's feeds.freetalklive.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Telegram. You can follow our channel there and discuss show prep with other listeners at telegram.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, dial in, join us, 603-283-6160. people out of power, and a large number of people with no running water. And, of course, there's a huge run on the grocery stores, empty shelves. We'll talk more about so-called price gouging. It's always in the news whenever there's some sort of a disaster. Somebody tries to actually act like, oh, I don't know, somebody in the free marketplace might act and raise their prices because they have a limited inventory and they want to have the ability to get more inventory when all is said and done, then they're punished for it. They're threatened by government agencies and government gang members, and we will tell you more about that. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome here. Our number is 603-283-6160, and I want you to know that Bitcoin.com is where you can go to learn more about Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, and cryptocurrency in general. You can click Get Started at the top of the page. You think it's too late? Bitcoin's at $56,000? No, it's probably not too late. There's a good chance that the price of cryptocurrencies are going to continue to go up, especially as governments around the world are printing more and more of their so-called money, their fiat money, out and devaluing it. That just likely means you're going to see the price of Bitcoin go up. I can't make predictions about the future, but I think you just did. I think that's likely what's going to happen.
It doesn't seem like it'd be unreasonable to hit 200,000. 100,000 to 200,000.
100,000 seems like it's doable in the next few weeks.
Yeah, right. I mean, I think it's if we look at what crypto did, like, basically last time where it went from 2 to 20,000, I mean, that was like a tenfold rise. So if we say from, you know, 10 to 20,000, you know, we're looking at somewhere between 100 and 200,000 probably.
I like that prediction. Go to Bitcoin.com, learn more there. And if you're not new to crypto, you want to get the latest news headlines, go to news.bitcoin.com. It's Ian Nobody and Chris in the studio here. Let's go to Vernon. He's in Louisiana. Vernon, you're on Free Talk Live.
So The completely deregulated Texas power market has served their customers very well through this trying time. And
when was it completely deregulated?
Completely.
Really?
About it.
There are no regulations on power. Regulations on power in Texas.
No. You can go buy from wherever you want. You can go buy from wherever you want. Really. It really is. And so my question is, why? So there was no incentive, and I'm not advocating for or against the government or anything. I'm just pointing out the facts and getting your opinion. Okay, so these private companies that run you've got the distributor first that goes to the home, right? You've got the company that owns the power lines that go between the power plant and the distributor, and then you've got the power generator that owns the power plant, and so. You have these private companies, again, that didn't do what they were supposed to make sure that their natural gas lines wouldn't freeze in the wintertime. They didn't power up their backup plants so that they would have enough power through this whole thing. And look at what happened. Millions of people without power when it was 0 degrees outside. So I'm just trying to figure out, you know, where the free market came in and helped these good people out. You know what I mean?
Well, first off, there is no free market. There is not a free market in any state in the union. And there never has been since, you know, like 1912, 1910 or something.
Run into some idealistic world that you all want to live in.
So I can answer some of these questions. So the way the free market probably would deal with unreliable utilities, we just have to look at third world countries. And you start looking and seeing what they're doing, and they purchase generators and gas and things like that. So when the power goes out, you know, they can keep their businesses operating.
Yeah, but generally, you also need...
Sorry, go ahead, nobody.
You know, you also need to be free to compete. And there is nowhere in America where you are free to compete in energy, because guess what? Even if the state government isn't regulating you, the federal government is. So the idea that there are no regulations on power generation in Texas is simply a lie.
Oh, for sure. There's going to be regulations on where you can operate a power plant. There's going to be regulations on all sorts of things that are unrelated to I'm sure they're not going to allow a power plant to be, you know, I don't know, built in, you know, the middle of a, I don't know, town, right?
Like, without asking for permission,
yeah,
and paying off bribes.
I would
so for the rest
highly
of
skeptical
the,
of that.
So for the rest of the questions, I'd have to say, come back and answer, ask them when your premise is not false.
Yeah, there is, according to a CNBC story here, the majority of the state's power is controlled by an organization known as the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, known as ERCOT.
A private entity.
Yeah, except it was created by the government. So
because not
it,
private.
Because it, remember, it was first created, it was not deregulated, but they deregulated it all. So now it's completely
that's not true, private
industry.
I mean, why would you say that they
eliminated? Yeah. You just totally undermined the word deregulated.
Right.
Yeah. ERCOT, according to Wikipedia, is a membership-based 501c for nonprofit corporation governed by a board of directors and subject to oversight by the Public Utility Commission of Texas and the Texas Legislature. So it's as government, it's as non-government as the Postal Service.
I can agree.
And the Federal Reserve.
I can agree with you that you do have to start somewhere. Unfortunately, it tends to start and stop with the government, and it never actually gets completed. So you end up with privatization and a single monopoly that owns everything or something along those lines.
Yeah.
This is about, can you, in New Hampshire, can you go buy your power from another company?
Yes.
Like, do you have a choice?
Yes.
You do have a choice?
Yes.
I'm not talking about go buy a generator and power your own house. I'm talking about
you can
going to another private
suppliers.
Company.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there you go then. Y'all have about the same setup as Texas. I have no idea.
No, we don't because we actually have cold weather here. So the power company here knows how to deal with cold weather.
Yeah.
They have experience with it. Their power grid, their their generating stations are cold weather equipped. And that doesn't stop a branch from crashing through some power lines on occasion and knocking out some power in some places.
I guess what I'm trying to say is that these people, these private companies that run the things in Texas, they don't have any incentive to take the time to winterize their stuff.
Well, they do
and
now.
They should be prepared for
it. Well, that's because they're not greedy. They're the only humans on Earth who don't work to make money, so they have no incentive.
Well, then there you go. Then your power goes out when on the off. Chance it gets 0 degrees.
Listen.
It doesn't happen very often.
It may,
but it does.
It may be that the free market is saying, especially that no, we don't want to pay for higher prices in order to, weatherproof the power grid, and that's fine. That just means that you're going to have to take responsibility for yourself if you want to have power during colder weather.
What it means is that it's likely that no one in Texas thought this was going to happen because it has never happened.
That's more likely to be the case.
Before.
Sure.
And so they went ahead and just didn't think about this because they didn't have to ever.
Yeah.
And now I guarantee you there's plenty of people that are thinking real hard on what to do to make sure this doesn't happen again. And what are you saying, Vernon? Are you saying you think a centralized government bureaucracy that would have controlled all of the power grid would have done a better job?
I am simply pointing out that the free market seems to have failed in
it's
Texas.
It's not a free market, dude.
Yeah. You should look up how many people starved when the Chinese government took over food production there. It was millions dead.
Yeah, definitely not a free
this
market.
This isn't a free market. It's a government-regulated marketplace from top to bottom with a little bit of deregulation. But you can't start your own power-generating company and compete.
Good luck.
Coming up, this is Free Talk Live.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is confident a federal disaster declaration will be approved soon. The governor says he had a conversation with President Biden last night on the issue, along with the USDA disaster request for farmers.
What this approval will do is it will give Texans the ability to apply for individual assistance from FEMA, which will then provide them with funding to help fix damages to their homes that are not covered by private insurance.
President Biden also saying he may visit Texas next week. Biden also cheering the increased supply of coronavirus vaccines. Biden touring a Pfizer plant that produces vaccines in Michigan on Friday. The vaccines developed under former President Trump's Operation Warp Speed. More news online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden is cheering the increased supply of coronavirus vaccines.
It's a miracle of science and the brilliant minds that we have around us. And now it's a second miracle, the miracle of manufacturing to produce hundreds of millions of doses.
Biden touring a Pfizer plant that produces vaccines in Michigan. It was under Operation Warp Speed, which former President Trump created, that two vaccines were developed in less than a year. NASA officials are releasing new photos of the rover Perseverance landing on Mars. The chief engineer of the mission, Adam Stenzinger, says this mission could produce more forever-remembered space pictures.
In our efforts to engineer spacecraft and explore our solar system, that we might be able to someday contribute yet another iconic image to this collection.
The agency releasing the first color photo from the Martian surface. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you're invited if you want to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. The typical mainstream mythology was on display with that last caller who believes that anytime the mainstream media utters the word deregulation about a given industry, it's a free market now. All the regulations are gone. The government's paying no attention whatsoever. So therefore, Texas was, in his mind, a free market in power generation and distribution. And it's not.
Nope.
And it doesn't take that much digging to find this out, okay? I don't live in Texas, all right? I don't know a whole lot about what's going on in Texas. But a quick look on the internet reveals a little bit of the history behind this ERCOT organization, E-R-C-O-T, the ironically named Electric Reliability Council of Texas. Should have seen that one coming.
Yeah.
They reliably fail.
Yeah. So, according to the Wikipedia page, on August 21st of 1996, the Public Utilities Commission endorsed an Electric Utility Joint Task Force recommendation that the ERCOT become an ISO, which stands for Independent System Operator. This ensured that an impartial third-party organization was overseeing equitable...
Impartial.
equitable access to the transmission system among competitive market participants. In September of 96, the change became official when the ERCOT Board of Directors initiated operations as a nonprofit ISO. The Texas legislature restructured the electric market in 1999 by unbundling the investor-owned utilities and creating retail customer choice in those areas and assigned ERCOT four primary responsibilities. Here's a clue that this isn't a free market. When the legislature tells you what you have to do, okay, that's a clue. That's your first indicator that you're not in a free market. Is when the legislator comes to your organization that only exists because of the legislature and due to the legislature, and then they further tell you that you have to do system reliability, planning and operations, open access to transmission, retail switching process for customer choice, and wholesale market settlement for electricity production and delivery.
So it's just another government fail.
Yeah, it's just another centrally managed system that they call deregulated. And they call it that because it does have some level of choice. There is the ability for you to make a choice of who your power supplier is. Just like here in New
Hampshire.
It's
more of a perception of choice because you're not actually getting the power from the company that you're paying. So,
well, I don't know how all that works. Like here in New Hampshire, there are different power, quote, suppliers.
Yeah.
But the delivery method, the lines on which the power
way
is delivered
the whole,
is the same company.
Yeah, so as I understand it, the way the whole system works is you basically get to pick the company, but what actually ends up being, like, let's say I want to go with a clean, you know, supplier of electricity.
Mm-hmm.
I may not get that clean supply of electricity. I'm going to get whatever is the most efficient efficient for my location. So if there's a dirty power plant, you know, around the corner, that's where my electricity is still coming from. Even though I'm paying, you know, another company that does clean power generation.
Yeah, I don't know how that all shakes out. Like, how does that work? If you're getting the power from the plant around the corner.
It's just like pulling the wool over our eyes is basically what it comes down to.
It's a scam.
Yeah, it really is.
So going on here, they talk more about the PUC, the Public Utilities Commission, that's the government, ordered ERCOT, which is, quote, not the government, to begin developing a nodal wholesale market design in September of 2003 with the goal of improving market and operating efficiencies. The order was approved in 2006, and the nodal market went live in 2010. So it literally took them most of an entire decade to develop this, whatever the hell a nodal wholesale market design is. It took them 7 years from the idea to the final market going live. The market features real-time generation dispatch by ERCOT, locational marginal prices for generation at more than 8,000 nodes, a day-ahead energy and ancillary services co-optimized market, day-ahead and hourly reliability, unit commitment, and congestion revenue rights. I have no idea what any of that stuff is.
But it's very clever. How's that working out for them, being clever?
Well, yeah, there's no liability for them for screwing this up, right? Like, I mean, people are freezing to death out there in Texas. We had a guy call in earlier this week saying that it was in the 20s in his apartment complex.
Thanks.
Inside his apartment complex for some number of days.
Jeez, you can't even get, like, an electric heater because the power
there's
is...
no power.
Yeah.
And that's all they have is electric
heaters. Yeah, and you can't, like, put a... I mean, like, how are you going to do a generator? Because the generator is going to have to go outside, and if you're in an apartment, that's not even feasible. Maybe the building could have a generator, though.
In related news, according to oilprice.com, the Texas freeze has raised the cost of charging a Tesla to $900.
Yes.
The electricity shortage in Texas amid the cold snap has sent spot electricity prices soaring. So much the surge in power prices equals a cost of $900 for charging a Tesla car. The typical full charge on a Tesla was usually costing you around $18 using your at-home charger. I mean, that's not bad compared to, you know, a tank of gas or whatever, right?
Yeah, well, you said like $18 compared to $800 now?
Well, so yeah, it's gone up quite a bit.
$900? Yeah. That's a substantial rise.
So the $18 estimate is based on an average price of 14 cents per kilowatt hour of power. However, the extreme winter weather has sent Texas spot electricity prices soaring as the wind turbines froze in the ice storms and reduced the wind power generating capacity by half in the Lone Star State. Spot electricity prices at the West Hub have soared above the grid's $9,000 per megawatt hour cap compared to a normal price of $25 per megawatt hour. So going from
They have a Green New Deal down there?
Yeah, the New Deal is $9,000 per hour.
Wow.
Per megawatt hour. The Electric Reliability Council of Texas, ERCOT, called on Monday for rotating outages across the state as extreme winter weather forced wind power generating units offline while electricity demand set a new winter peak record. At the same time, freezing cold and ice storms cut off almost half of the wind power capacity in Texas. Quote, we are dealing with higher than normal generation outages due to frozen wind turbines and limited natural gas supplies available to generating units. In Texas, wind power generation overtook coal-fired power generation in 2020 for the first time ever, with wind power now accounting for 25% of the Texas electricity generation.
Isn't Texas one of the states that has like actual capacity as far as gas and such?
Well, natural gas-fired power generation is the leading source of electricity in Texas, with more than 45% of the power share. So they're leading the U.S. for wind power installations, but the wind power turbines are frozen. So, you know,
kind of makes you wonder, because New Hampshire has some wind turbines now, too, but presumably they are weatherized or winterized or whatever.
Yeah, the whole thing seems a little suspect to me because, you know, wind turbines go in all over the world, and it seems odd that they would have one type of them that's, like, designed to freeze and deployed only to Texas. Mm. Very strange.
Yeah, again, I don't know about the details on those. I can tell you the wind generators that we've seen here in the Monadnock region, they seem to spin just fine during the cold weather.
So and we get down to negative 20 sometimes.
Yeah. Anyway, that's what's going on there. So apparently you're going to be paying quite a bit of money to charge your Tesla, and that would be a real shock to the system, because do you find that out after the fact? I imagine you do, because how many people have any kind of reading inside their home of what the current rate of electricity costs? You know, are you gonna end up with a bill for $3,000 at the end of this month, whereas normally you might pay $50 or $100 for a month of power in Texas?
Yikes.
What's going to happen then?
Hmm.
I can tell you one thing. If that were the case, I wouldn't pay it.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, I didn't agree to this rate.
Yeah.
It's crazy. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. If you want to weigh in, especially if you're in Texas, if you got enough power to make a phone call and get through, feel free to let us know what is happening there on the ground. And you can bring up anything that you want to discuss. Plus, the $1 trillion level has been reached for Bitcoin. We'll tell you about it. It's big news. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, and the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It is Ian, Nobody, and Chris here in the studio tonight. Also want to say thank you to Libertarian Banker. He's a Free Talk Live gold amplifier. And thank you, Banker, for helping us amp the show. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It is a way for you to help us get on more radio stations around the country, bring new internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So appreciate you, Libertarian Banker, and everybody else who is part of the AMP program. You get some cool perks. You get some benefits if you sign up over at amp.freetalklive.com. And you can use credit card, debit card, PayPal, and even Bitcoin BTC. That's ampamp.freetalklive.com. Singularity in our chat room over at chat.freetalklive.com points out that the wind turbines froze in Texas because they didn't think they would ever need to install de-icing features on them. So, nobody, you were incorrect. Apparently, the turbines out there, you know, you got to pay extra if you want to have de-icing features on them.
You know, it wouldn't surprise me if the cost outweighed the benefit. And, you know, I could see this potentially being something that does happen in a free market, potentially.
What do you mean? Somebody cutting corners or?
Well, somebody not
preparing against an expensive event that the cost just isn't worth it.
Would you rather pay a dollar more per kilowatt hour or maybe have half a percentage of
downtime
be down half a percent of the time.
Right. And if you ask the customers 3 weeks ago that question, or 3 years ago or whatever, you ask them the question saying, all right, well, we'd like to, we're thinking about upgrading the wind turbines to where they will not be frozen in, you know, a freak occurrence of an ice storm or whatever. Customers, do you think we should go ahead and spend the money? We are going to have to raise your rates in order to do that. I mean, and the customers would say, no, don't do it. I almost guarantee you, they'd be like, this is crazy. This is Texas. It doesn't get that
cold.
And
the thing is, you know, this is the sort of thing where you can often prepare. You know, it's like, you can buy a generator. I have a generator. I think you have a generator, don't you?
We do have a generator.
Yeah, I mean, people buy generators for this reason, and I don't anticipate the power going out for any length of time, but it can happen, you know, once every 10 years, maybe, you know, you can get a lengthy downtime, or maybe once every 50 years in a kind of a really unusual stormy event where...
But that's like taking responsibility for yourself.
I know. We can't have that now, can we?
And I guarantee you the people of Texas are right now... saying they did want to have, if you just asked us, we would have said yes. No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't have. But now they do.
Well, they should have said something to the electrical reliability people.
I'm sure
they would have gotten right on that.
I have a generator, and I also have gas as a backup storage.
Gas,
for that event.
Like pourable gas?
Gas, and I test the generator every once in a while and make sure it's still working. You know, there are some things you can do to take personal responsibility for your situation. Now, you may not be able to prepare and, you know, against every possible scenario, but there's certain scenarios that, you know, you can pretty much predict will probably eventually happen.
If you're in an apartment complex, however, you can't. I mean, they're not going to let you hook a generator.
That could be a challenge. Yeah. But these are also things that, you know...
Now, that's going to be something that some apartment complexes are going to start advertising.
Yeah.
That's probably tomorrow. They're going to be like, hey, you can come and live here, and we've got a big old generator out back, so if something bad happens...
Yep. Mm-hmm. And if you feel you need a generator, then, you know, and you don't want to have to go to the local community center to stay warm, you know, in an emergency situation, then maybe you want to make sure that, you know, that apartment that you rent, that the building has a working generator, and maybe it's in your contract or, you know, whatever else that might need to be done. And if you can't get that, well, maybe you need to move somewhere else where you can get that.
I want to go to Scott. He's on the line in Florida. Scott the Bigot is on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Good evening, gentlemen. I'd like to say that my heart goes out to the victims in Texas. They're suffering terribly, and this is a reflection of the U.S. government. I do have a heart. I hate the United States government, and I can see how callous the U.S. government is. But I'm going to tell you this good news, gentlemen, tonight, and I'll tell you why. America's on its way out. I want all you listeners to know that.
Yay!
America's on borrowed time. And this is proof. This is not an abstraction. This is the stock market's going to crash very soon. The dollar's going to crash. It's on life support. It's on borrowed time. You've got 70 to 80 million unemployed Americans. The U.S. economy is in a second Great Depression. Let's call it what it is. It's in a second Great Depression. It's not in a recession. It's in a second Great Depression. You have millions homeless. Millions more hungry, no health care, no dignity, no hope. America will collapse soon, and it cannot continue to have 1% own everything, and the other 99% are treated like slaves. Now, America desperately needs a second great revolution, and it's on its way. The American people are not going to be enslaved, because it's only so much they're going to take. Eventually, when you have nothing to lose, there's Gerald Salenti. I don't know if you're familiar with him. I watch his podcast. When you have nothing to lose, you lose it. So this is what I instead of talking in a fraction, this is what I recommend to your listeners. You do have power. Your first power is don't take the vaccine. Please don't. That's number one. Number two,
don't
pay your taxes.
The vaccine.
Now, I know you're going to laugh at that. You've got, I got to pay my taxes. If millions of Americans banded and said no, we will not pay our taxes.
Well, there actually are millions of Americans who don't pay taxes. There really are a whole lot of them out there, believe it or not.
There are not everybody has to pay taxes.
I've only filed once since 2000.
Yeah, I stopped in 2004 because I cannot, in good conscience, give money to an organization that murders innocent people and puts other innocent people behind bars for their entire lives for non-crimes and victimless crimes. And so for me, it's a moral issue.
Yeah.
Beyond
the only reason I filed when I did was because I was getting money back and I wasn't going to leave that in the hands of monsters.
How many years has it been?
For me?
Yeah.
Since 2004.
2004. So it's
I'm not paying taxes, gentlemen.
That's good.
I made up my mind. I owe Massachusetts money. the U.S. government, and I really mean this, and I'm not just saying it, I'm going to have a backbone. I'm not going to pay it. They want to come after me in an emergency. I'll make an arrangement with a lawyer or whatever, but I'm not paying them. I'm not going to pay extortion, because that's what tax money is. It's extortion. They're not fixing roads, schools, and using it to bomb other countries to enslave their citizens. But I want to leave you with a thought. You know, you say that I'm a bigot, Ian, which is true, but I feel
a little bad when you don't bring the bigotry out on display.
I'm going to tell you something that's going to shock you. This is my dream. I have a dream that all of these groups could get together and fight the United States government. And you're going to be shocked, but I'm going to list you their names. If Antifa, Black Lives Matter, Klansmen, Nazis, Skinheads, Proud Boys, Boogaloo, Oath Keepers, Westboro Baptist Church, John Birch Society, Posse Comitatus, Sovereign Citizens, Militiamen, ex-veterans, could bury the hatchet, put aside their differences, and say, we got a bigger enemy, and the bigger enemy is the United States government. That would be a very important deterrent, and I think...
I agree with you, actually.
You're singing my song now.
I think everybody here would agree with you, except the question is, who's going to lead the way? Are you going to lead the way? Are you going to be the one who steps up to the plate? Somebody has to step up to the plate. There doesn't really need to be a central leadership. I'm not saying there has to be a central leadership. I'm just saying there's got to be that one guy that steps up to the plate, and then there's got to be people who step up to the plate to follow him.
I think nobody can do that.
Well,
you're going to lead the way.
Nobody's been working on it. I mean, that was my whole point behind reaching out to Black Lives Matter. It was a good part of the reason that I took Cell 411 back on, because
it's a good start,
you know, and
we can do that.
It's one of the reasons that I've been working to get gun churches established in other places.
Yeah, and you have been saying on the air and off the air, nobody, that these groups should get together. So, whether they want to get together or not, but at the very least, focus their efforts on the real problem, which is the state, which is the government.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is you don't really have to get together afterwards.
I mean, there are certainly
black folks in America that will never trust a predominantly white government. That's fine. I mean, one of the few groups that's ever actually offered the black community any protection was the Black Panthers. So, you know, enlist them to do your law enforcement.
Scott, thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you, at least in that case. It's actually a pretty good call.
I think we've been a good influence on him so far. I think our boy is growing up.
I hope so. And that would be good. And it is just a messaging, you know, that needs to get out there. It doesn't mean that these people have to sit down and break bread together, although that would be nice. It doesn't mean that. It just means that they need to wake up and stop blaming these other groups of victims. Everybody here is being victimized by the state.
Yep.
They're the ones who are threatening us. They're the ones who are putting our brothers and sisters into prison cells, and they're the enemy.
Yep. They're the people who are shooting people down in the streets.
Of all colors.
I may not like your tactics, but if you step up a little plate, I'll have some respect for you, that's for sure.
603-283-6160. We also got to get back into the gouging story. We barely scratched the surface on that.
Now we got to gouge it.
There we go. Coming up in hour number two, and you can bring up what you want as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, a shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.